Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We call on the name of the Most High God this morning. You are honorable, you are mighty, and you are the King. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. No God can compare to how great you are. You are most powerful. Your voice is powerful. Your voice can break the tough wood cedar. Your voice is the one that says, let there be, and there was, and there still is. Oh, God, we adore you. We just bless you. We exalt you this morning. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you thought enough of us to make Moko Shebaka, to make us in your image, oh, God. What a great image you have. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh, God, to follow your plan daily, to follow your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a holy God. You are a righteous Father. You are the King of Kings. You are Almighty God. And Father, today we come to break any ungodly covenant that we've made knowingly or unknowingly. We break and disannul all ungodly covenants, all ungodly oaths and pledges we have made with our lips in the name of Jesus. We renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by our ancestors to idols, demons, false religions, or ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all covenants with death and hell made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We command all demons that claim any legal right to our lives through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement in witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all spirit marriages that will cause incubus and succubus demons to attack our lives in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any marriage to demons, to any demon that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. We have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are joined to the Lord, and we are one spirit with him. We break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant to God through the body and the blood of Jesus. We divorce ourselves from any demon that would claim our lives through any spiritual covenant in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any familiar demons that will follow our lives through our covenant in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that you are Lord, you are God, you are King, and there's no God great like Jehovah. We just bless your name. Lord, we ask for forgiveness, O God, for all secret faults, for errors, for transgressions, for little foxes call our bond. Yoko Shibaka, any trespasses that we've done against you, O God, against ourselves, against each other. Forgive us, O God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit, O God. And we just bless your name today. We thank you that you are God. You are Lord. And Father, we come this morning lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is our Redeemer. We thank you for Jesus this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. We honor you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. For you are Lord. You are Lord of our lives. Oh, God, you are our way maker. When there seemingly be no way, you are our way maker. And we exalt you, oh, God, greatly. In the name of Jesus, be greatly exalted. Oh, God, for you are good, and you are greatly to be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shout unto our God, King, with the voice of triumph, in the mighty name of Jesus. And this morning, I thank each of you for being on Bible Storyland with us this morning. We have a few people that's going to be reading scriptures for us this morning. Our first scripture will be read that will be read is Psalm 50 by my sister Nancy Laguerre. So I thank God for her. Morning, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Sister G. I'm well, thank you. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you being on Bible Storyland this morning. Would you read Psalm 50 for us?
Absolutely. Thank you. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heaven shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself, Selah. He will my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shalt take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and cast my words behind thee? When thy soul is a thief, then thou consent with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue firmeth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, with thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou toughest that I was altogether such as one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offered praise glorified me, and to him that ordered his conversational right will I show the salvation of God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Nancy. Oh, wow. The word of God is powerful, powerful as a two-edged sword. So I thank you for reading that. Well, we have another sister on with us this morning. She's going to read Psalm 51. Her name is Sister Pat Pleasant. Good morning, Sister Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm good.
I am blessed to have you all on with us this morning. Would you read Psalm 51 for us?
Yes, I will. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thy lips, and thy mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifices, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite spirit, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall thy offer bullocks upon thine altar. Amen. Thank God for his word.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, that word is awesome. Ooh, the word. There's healing in the word. There's strength in the word. There's everything that we need. Remember, God honors his word above his name.
Yes.
Let's continue this morning. We have another sister on with us that's going to read the word again. Good morning, Sister Gloria Dean.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
We're glorifying our God this morning, so we thank you for being with us. She's going to read Psalm 93.
Okay.
All right.
Psalm 93.
Yeah.
The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Praise God. Thank God for his word today.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Well,
hallelujah.
God bless me
hallelujah.
By the reading of the word. I thank God for each
glory.
Of you. And I thank God for
thank
his
you.
Word. Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord.
You,
praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments or organ and organ. Praise him with the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Well, good morning again to Bible Storyland. Today is joyful praise. And we are praising our Lord like never before. We are honoring him. We are glorifying him. Oh, we are letting him know that he is our great king. He is
yes.
our shepherd. He is our father. Oh, yes, you know he's Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. He reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude be glad. Let us rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. He's a holy God. He's a mighty God. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is in the heavens. He is in the earth. He rules. He reigns. He's here with us today. He lives in his people. He dwells among his people. But I tell you what, when you praise him, oh, my God, he's some more with us. Praise is comely for the upright. Praise is comely for the righteous. We are his holy people, called by his holy name. And so we have to show forth the praises. Just tell him how great he is, how mighty he is, how powerful he is. And he continues to be faithful to us. Good morning, Sister Jackie. You ready to sing that song of praise? Sister Glory Dean going to be singing after you.
Hey, oh, Jackie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great, great, great. This is the song everybody's singing today. I love it. I love it. I'm glad they came up with it. I'm glad Hezekiah Walker, I think it's Hezekiah. But anyway, it's every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one of a chord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship is one of a chord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. A glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Christ my Savior, Christ my healer, Christ my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. 'Cause Christ my Savior, Christ my healer, Christ my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one of a chord. Every praise is to our God. 'Cause Christ my Savior, Christ my healer, Christ my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one of a chord. Every praise is to our God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank God for that song.
Every praise.
Our God, today is Joyful Praise Day. I tell you, we're praising God like never before. We're giving him glory and honor, and we are thanking him for his mercy and his grace. That was beautiful, Sister Jackie. I heard it before, and I love it. Thank you. All right, Sister Gloria Dean is going to sing a song of praise.
Okay.
What you going to sing?
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, I found a new way of living. I'll go to the piano.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every word of praise is to our God. We're worshiping God. We're honoring him. We're giving him glory this morning. We're calling him our Lord, our King, our Shepherd. He is a righteous Father, and he's also our friend. Greater love has no man than God. He laid down his very life for us. He laid down his only life. He was willing to redeem us from the enemy. He was willing. You know, we were born into sin, but God sent Jesus, his only child. You know, some of us have only children, but we can't give them for sin, for our sins. They can't redeem the world from sin. Only Jesus could do that. So we are eternally grateful to Jesus for redeeming us from our sins. You ready, Sister Glory Dean?
I am.
All right, what you gonna play?
I found a new way of living.
All right.
I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I had the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, He has made them mine.
Can you play it one more time? Oh, that's awesome. I'm not talking, I am speaking to you. You are blessed and highly favored. You have the mercy of God and the favor of God upon your lives. If it wasn't so, you wouldn't be breathing. You would not be breathing. God is merciful. Even when we wrong him, he loves us. Even when we sin against him, he loves us. So I thank God for each of you this morning. You have the favor and the mercy of God upon your life. He give us brand new mercy every day. So I thank the Lord. You know, our speaker today is a man of God who keeps his armor on. He is ready to do battle against the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of God. He keeps his war clothes on. Yeah, he keeps those war clothes on. He knows that any time he's going to be called to battle, he's a soldier in the army of the Lord. I appreciate him because every time I call him and ask him if he can speak, and this time I called him at the last minute, like 2 days ago, if he could speak on Bible Story Land, and he said he was glad to do it. So I appreciate this man of God. He's always ready. He may not have the word right then, but guess what? He calls on the name of the Father, and he knows God is going to speak that mighty word through him. His name is Minister Thurman Tustin, and we're all in the family. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, fantastic. Truly, we tell the Lord, thank you for another day's journey.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're ready for that mighty word that the God is going to speak through you this morning.
Amen. Amen. So before I begin, let us say a brief prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your holy and divine presence, lifting up the glorious name of Jesus. For Lord, you said if you be lifted up, that you'll draw men unto you. Dear Lord God, I ask you, dear Lord God, to let me decrease that the Spirit of God may increase in me, O Lord thy God, that every word that flow from this old mouth of clay will be from you and not from me, that the children of God may be edified, that you, O Lord, my God, may be glorified in Jesus Christ's name. For it is your word that gives us life. It is your word that gives us power. In Jesus' name, amen. Truly, we tell the Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come before you in word. And the title of the message that God gave me is We Are Family. What an awesome word, what an awesome thought that is, that God would call us his very own children, for we are family. Our text comes from the Gospel of John. We'll use John, the first chapter, and that 12th verse will be our background scripture. But our text, we're going to bounce around a little bit. We're going to go from 1 Corinthians and Romans to bring it home so we can truly understand what God is really telling us. You know, last month we celebrated Easter. And I want y'all to know that Easter, we only celebrate that one day. I mean, we get busy scurrying about preparing for that one day. But I want you to know that Easter is every day. Because our God lives, we live also. And did you know that today is day 28 that Jesus walked upon the land and he kept showing himself to his disciples? He wanted to remove every doubt from their minds and their hearts that he has yet risen and that he is real and that we can trust him and that we can believe in him and put all our faith, hope, and dreams in him. Because he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man he must repent. But he is the Savior of this world. And looking at John 1:12, it says, but as many as received him, talking about Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Truly, 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 what an awesome word. Our God has given us the right to become the children of God. You see, the Bible says in Ephesians, for by grace, that's God's unearned and unmerited favor, ye are saved through faith. And that faith must be in his Son, in Christ Jesus. And it says, not of ourselves, it's nothing that we've done to earn or deserve it. It is what he did on the cross. How he died to pay the penalty for our sins and to purchase a place in heaven just for us. That where he is, there we can be also. And he rose on the third day and he ascended up to heaven to intercede for the saints of God, to all those that call upon his name. You see, it's the gift of God. See, God gave us heaven as a free gift from trusting and believing in his Son. And the Bible says in Ephesians 2:9, it's not of works. You see, there's no amount of personal effort, good works, or religious deed can earn us a place in heaven. It's like any genuine gift, it's free. And he says, lest any man should boast. See, there's nothing we can do to add or take away from what Jesus did on the cross. All God requires of us is to accept his Son as our Savior and make him Lord over our lives and follow him. It says, for we are his workmanship created in Jesus unto good works. We're not saved by our works, but we're saved to work, which God has before ordained that we should walk in. God has commissioned each and every one of us who trust in and believe in Christ Jesus to go out and share this good news in this lost and dying world, because we are family. For the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, in that 12th chapter, in that 12th verse, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. In other words, all of us together, collectively, who are trusting and believing in Christ Jesus, make up the church. And each and every one of us has a purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of our lives. As our sisters earlier today, there were those that read the script. There were those that sung to the glory of God. You see, we all have a purpose. God has something for each and every one of us to do. Therefore, there should never be any schism or division in the church, because there's work for everybody. I wish I could sing like my sisters did. I really do. But if I was to sing, I'm here to tell you right now, y'all would have closed your ears and said, Lord, Lord, my God, that ain't his gift. But, and then those that were the sisters that read God's word, and how the word of God is a blessing to our hearts, how the word of God just nurtures us. And there are those that have that gift. That word is powerful and cut as a mighty two-edged sword all the way down to the marrow of the bone, and it just revives and revitalizes our soul and our spirit as one. It just brings us closer and closer to God. For the Bible says, In verse 13, it says, so by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. And that spirit is the spirit of God. For the body is not one member, but many. For ladies and gentlemen, we are family, one to another. And we all the body of Christ. For the Bible says in Romans 8, that 12th verse, it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. And what is God telling us? He's saying, what is the works of the flesh? Do we really understand what God is telling us? He says, and he breaks it down for us in Ephesians, in Galatians, that 5th chapter, he says, now the works of the flesh are manifest of these. He's making it known. These are the things that we're not to do in this body. These are the things that Jesus has delivered us from, that the Spirit of God who dwells in us give us power and authority over this flesh. And we're to put these things under our feet, that we're to live for God through the power of his Spirit. Because Jesus has set us free. And now we can live a life that's pleasing to God by following Jesus. He's became our example. He's shown us what God wants us to do, how what God requires of us. And not only did he show us, but he gave us power to live a righteous and godly life. And it's not by what we've done, but he's done it for us. When God gazes upon us, he doesn't see old sinful flesh. He sees his son in us. And he sees us striving to live the life that God has given us. And we're to do it with all our heart. You see, it's through the love of God and the love of Christ that we live our life out of gratitude for what Jesus has already done. Let me tell you right now, you'll never be perfect. You'll never live a life without error. But he gave us a way out. He told us to repent for our sins and to repent daily, to follow Jesus, to follow him, and to follow him from the sincerity of our heart out of love. You see, it's the love of God and the love that's within us. It's that love that covers multitude of sins. And we're not destined to live after this flesh. He says, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, that means greedy. Stop being greedy. Idolatry, those things we put before God, witchcraft, hatred, variance, reviling, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies. That means jealousy, selfish ambitions, bringing dissension in the church, envying, murdering, drunkenness. He said, in such like of the which I tell you before, as I have always told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, the Spirit of God is not dwelling in you. You are denying the power thereof, for he has given us power and authority over this flesh. Because the Spirit of God that dwells in us, the Spirit of God that God places in us, does one thing. It brings us closer to God. He says in Romans 8, therefore, brethren, we are not debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. In other words, put these things to death. Bury them. Let them not come up against you ever again. And when they do come, all you got to do is cast them under your feet and repent. Call on Jesus to give you the strength. For he gives us all the strength to be overcomers. He gives us the strength to be victorious. And it may not be done overnight. Their deliverance comes at different times and different hours for all of us. But deliverance is there. It's on the tip of your tongue. All you have to do is call on him, trust in him, believe in him. And I promise you, he will set you free. That's the kind of God we serve. For the Bible says in 14, 8, Romans 8, 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are family. And for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. We got a God that we can call on who will not turn a deaf ear to us. We got a God that we can cry out to who promised us he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he would be that ever-present help. He's there to intercede for you. He's there to deliver you. He's there to cover you in his blood. He is there to set the captives free. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we should be gracious and grateful to. Out of the gratitude of our heart, we should be trying our best every day to magnify him. We should be trying every day to glorify him. And all he asks is that we go forth and share the good news. Tell somebody about it. Somebody took the time to tell you about Jesus. So why don't you set someone free? Tell them about the goodness of the Lord and the things that he has done for each and every one of us. He gave us a commission. You see, we were not saved by works, but we were saved to work. He told us to go and proclaim the good news, to tell this lost and dying world that he is yet still risen. He lives, and he wants to live in them. All they have to do is call upon him. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible decrees and declares it so, shall be saved. And that way we all become a part of the body. We all become family. Yes, we are family. All those who trust in him, all those who come upon him, all those who walk in his spirit, all those that go forth and share and proclaim the news of his gospel, those are grateful children who shows great gratitude because they're out proclaiming the good news of his gospel. And the Bible says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Nay, and in 37:39, it says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody shall glory. Glory, right. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Truly, we tell the Lord, thinking, in my clothes, I want you to know that he yet still lives, and he's still setting the captives free. Call on him, depend on him, lean on him, and let the world know that he loves them. And it's through his love, the love of Christ, his passion on the that he has set us all free. God bless you.
Amen, amen. What a word, what a word. Thank you, man of God. That was an awesome word. We are family, and we were born into this family of God through Jesus, who redeemed us by his love. We can't earn it. We can't, you know, work our way through it. We have to depend on Jesus through his blood. We are redeemed and we are saved from this world. And like you said, you know, Jesus is Lord. We have to live a holy life. We have to magnify, glorify our Lord. So share the good news of Jesus with others. Start today sharing the good news. I thank you, man of God, for that awesome word. A powerful word it was. We are family. And that's true. You know, we don't want to cause dissensions in the body of Christ. You know, I don't like her. I don't like him, and you know, like, you know, we got to get rid of that mess, and we got to love each other. You know, God commanded us to love him, first of all, with all of our heart, soul, and strength, then to love each other like we love ourselves. So when we do that, oh, my God, the world is going to be a better place to live in. All of the fruit of the flesh is going to end, and we will be living through the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, you know them. Yes, we will live like that. So I thank you, man of God. Awesome, powerful word. Keep up good work. Amen. All right, we're going to have another song this morning by Sister Gloria Jean. And then Miss Lou Dell is on with us. What you going to sing, Sister Gloria Jean?
Oh, I think I'm going to sing Little Children Rejoice.
All right, little children rejoice. Amen.
I'm going. Just give me a chance to get to the piano.
Go right ahead. Hey, Miss Ludell, how are you doing?
Hello. Well, I'm doing. How y'all doing? I'm just enjoying the message coming from the minister. It was just uplifting. It really was. It was uplifting. But now I'm gonna be singing my same song. Try Jesus.
All right.
I think it would be appropriate behind his message.
All right. Well, you let Glory Dean sing first, and then you come right after that. All right. Glory Dean, what you going to sing?
Little Children Joyce, I thought like her, too, be still in the family of God. The message, you know, he gave was very good.
Yes.
And I don't know the other song, but it went good. If you say, we are heirs of the Father, joint heirs with the Son. Joyce.
Oh, yeah.
big bed. He's alright on your sick bed. He's alright where I done tried him at. He's alright, have you tried him? He's alright, have you tried him? He's alright, have you tried him? He's alright, I know I done tried him. He's alright, if you lonely. He's alright, if you lonely. He's alright, if you lonely. He's alright, well, I done tried him. He's alright.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, we have some good singing on here today. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Ma'am.
Try Jesus. Have you tried?
Yes.
Have you tried him? On your sick bed, he's all right.
Yes,
when you're
yes,
in the low, he's all right. When you
yes,
don't have
ma'am.
Much food, he's all right. Have you tried
yeah,
every
right.
situation? Children's situation, husband,
right.
wife situation, family situation. Try Jesus.
Yes.
He's all right. He's been proven.
Yes.
True and living
true.
God. And he's
yes.
able.
He's
able to do exceedingly
yes.
abundantly above all that we can think of.
Yes,
you know, our minds are small, but God
yes.
is
my.
Almighty. Nothing
almighty.
Is impossible
yes.
to him.
Yes.
But let's not limit him. You know,
no.
we say, well, oh, you know, I can't do this. Yes, you can. I can
you
do
can.
All things through Christ who strengthens us. Have you tried
right.
Jesus this morning?
Mm-hmm.
We are his children. We're his little children. We got to rejoice. Rejoice.
Yes.
He is the King of Kings.
King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
We're thanking God this morning for all the songs of praise, every
mm-hmm.
praise to our God, every
mm-hmm.
word of worship to our God. So we're thanking him this morning. We found a new way of living.
Mm-hmm.
We found a new life divine. All of these songs are praises unto God. All the scriptures that we read is praise unto our God and to our King this morning. Now, you know what? You know, like my brother said, we're all in the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who are not in the family of God, but we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
He said, go out and tell people on the highways and byways about the Jesus that saved us. Somebody told us. So we got to go out there and tell others. Salvation is needed in 2014 like never before. There's high crime rate, murder, rape, adultery, all kind of crimes out here. Hideous crimes people are committing. People are killing their own children, their own babies. People are committing homosexuality. All kinds of things are going on that's an abomination to our God. So salvation is needed in 2014 like never before. They have children who don't know God, little children, teenage children who don't know Jesus. They don't know God. But God said, little children, suffer little children, come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. And he blessed them. So next week is going to be Children's Day. If you know any children, give them the number so they can call in. They can sing. They can pray unto the Lord. We need salvation this year. Like never before. The crime rate, sometimes it seems like it's going down, then it come up again, just like gas prices. Sometimes it seems like we're going down, then it come up again. But you got to try Jesus. He's the one who can do everything for us. We are grateful. He has mercy on all of us.
Yes.
So I thank God that his mercies are brand new every day. Jesus came to this earth to redeem us from sin so that we could be set free. We were created to worship our Father. So today, if there's anyone on with us who's not saved, press 1. All right, looks like everybody on here is saved. And you know, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, what that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall be saved in thine heart, then that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I thank God today. If we say, Lord, I believe in you, I want to be saved from my sins, save me. Don't you know he's going to save you because you're confessing it with your mouth? I believe, if you say, I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, you will be saved. You know, we serve an awesome God. It ain't difficult. He ain't make it difficult for us to be saved. He made it easy. All we got to do is confess with our mouth. Now, the other part, you know, sometimes we leave the attachment off. The attachment is that we got to live a holy, righteous life. You know how it goes in Romans. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, fully acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You know, God has two wills, a permissive will and a perfect will. Well, I want his perfect will. You know, his permissive will is, you say, oh, God, I want a Rolls Royce. And then, you know, he give you this Rolls Royce, then you can't pay for it. You can't make the car notes. You can't even get the oil change. You can't even get the engine check because it's expensive. So when we ask God for things, we got to, you know, be realistic. Ask him. But, you know, ask him for his perfect will. So I thank the Lord this morning. You know, backsliding is foolish. That's a foolish thing. Don't you know the prodigal son was foolish? He said, Daddy, he told his daddy, give me all that you, that you're all my inheritance. He went out and he blew every penny of it.
Okay,
he blew everything. Ma'am? I'm sorry, you said something, Ms. Liddell?
I was talking. I'm sorry. Yes.
So he blew every penny of it. You know, backsliding is foolish. The Word of God says, a fool has said in his heart that there is no God. If we see our sister or our brothers moving away from God, we got to encourage them. Move back to God. You know, Jesus went to save that one. It was 99 sheep and one straight away, and he went and brought him back. Don't you know we got to do what he did? If you see one falling away from the family of God, we got to bring them back to the fold. We got to bring them back. We can't just let them, you know, stay out there. You don't want to stay out there, so we can't let each other stay out there. So the Word of God is true. This morning, do we have any testimonies about the goodness of God? You know, like Minister Tustin said, you know, Easter is every day. Every day. So we thank God that he redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy and he lives forevermore. He's with the Father interceding for you, interceding for me, interceding for the family of God. So I thank God this morning. Any testimonies? Press 1 if you're already on. You can state your testimony. Sister Donna on here this morning. I don't see Brother David. You on, Brother David, with Sister Donna this morning? Press 1. Looking for testimonies. Testimony. I know God's been good to all of us. You know, he makes a way for us where there seemingly is no way. So I thank God that he's a good God. You know, he woke us up every day this week. So we got much to be grateful for, much to be thankful for. You know, the little aches and pains we go through, you know, that's nothing compared to what he went through for us. He died on the cross. He let people spit in his face. Now, you know, how many of us would just sit, somebody spit in our face or take a whip and beat us? No, some things may come out of our mouth that we didn't even know was there. is somebody beating us with a whip. Will we just stand and take it? Jesus did it for you, for me, for the family of God. He did it. So, salvation, salvation. All right, well, we're going to move right along to prayer time. Anybody need prayer? One of the things I'm going to do in prayer time this morning is just praise and thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Prayer time. Press 1. If you're already on, state your prayer request. All right, hold on. Someone press 1 here. Hold on 1 second. Good morning, 704. Good morning.
Ludea.
Oh, Miss Ludell?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I just like the prayer for my friends that going through bereavement.
Yes.
And my friends, my church family and friends that are sick, and just a blessing that God will continue to bless them, and also pray for me. God has been good to me 92 years, but I still need him as much as I did in the beginning. And I just continue to ask prayer, because prayer is the key, I know. And I'm asking that you all continue to pray for me, and I continue to pray for y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. All right, anybody else? Prayer request.
I got a prayer request. I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to pray for my uncle that's in the hospital in Cincinnati, Uncle Jackie. His name is Jackie also. He's in the hospital, not doing too well. Prayer request for Bubba's auntie, Aunt Ruth, and for all my senior citizens, the ones that's lost their loved ones. I had another one to go leave us again. I don't know if you knew him. He was in another building. Pedro, and the ones that are living in fear, so we have a lot of that in my family, my immediate family. Thank you. And my daughter's husband's family, they lost their grandmother in Chicago day before yesterday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Carita. I have two sons. You know, both in Georgia, but different places. One, his leg, left side, right or left, it's just gone where he can't even walk right now. He's in the hospital trying to, you know, work on his leg and thing. And then the other one, Orlando, he needs a hip operation. And so I don't know how they're going to do that. So these are the two things they really be praying about.
Okay. Okay. Any more prayer requests? Okay, hold on. Prayer request.
Mariba.
Oh, hey, Mariba, how are you?
All is well. How are everyone's staying going there?
All is well.
I'd like to pray for the 300 girls that was kidnapped by this tyrant, and the other tent that he went to a village and kidnapped. Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about the African girls that were kidnapped in the school?
Yes.
And
yes,
in the
village.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nigeria. And just we thank God that we are the nation that we have freedom. Prayer. They're trying to stop it, but we thank God for what we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marie. Anybody else? Prayer request.
I have one.
Okay.
I'd like to pray for a young lady named Denise, who just discovered that she has breast cancer, and she has put all her faith and trust in the Lord that whatever happens, it'll be his will. But we're praying that God will heal her and deliver her from this affliction.
Amen. All right. Any more prayer requests? Thank you, Minister Judson. Any more prayer requests?
Yes, and deliverance for my children.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, okay. All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moko shabaka de ulululupoko de diakashe. Anineke ushabaka. We serve a great king like you, Jehovah. You are awesome. You are powerful. You are the Most High God. We thank you, Lord, that we are family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you created us in your image. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Most High. We thank you that we serve a God who nothing is impossible to. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we can come before your throne and call you holy. We call you righteous. We call you King of Kings. We call you Lord God Almighty. We call you Jehovah Jireh. We call you Jehovah Nisi. We call you Jehovah Tsidkenu. We call you Jehovah Jesus. We call you Lord. We call you Abba Father. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. We exalt you. We exalt the name of Jesus. We bless your name forever. In the name of Jesus, we bless and praise your name forever and ever. Oh, Father God, you are all glorious. You are almighty. Oh, there's nothing impossible to you, oh God. You are gracious. You are full of compassion, oh God. Oh, Father God, you are slow to anger, and you are great in mercy. Oh, we thank you for mercy today, oh God. Lord, you are good to all of us, and your mercies are tender toward us, oh God. Oh, we just extol you this morning. Be glorified, oh God. Be glorified, oh God. Oh, we thank you today that we could call on your name. We thank you today that you keep us in the palm of your almighty hand, and nobody can snatch us out. We bless you this morning. You are our strength, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. We thank you, Lord, that you are good, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and you are great and greatly to be praised, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are our strength. You are a refuge when the enemy comes in like a flood. You are the one who lifts up that standard for us, oh God. Oh, Father God, you are the light that we need in a place that's becoming dark, oh God. Give us more light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are your children, oh God. Oh, Father God, forgive us for every wrong, every sin that we've done against you, oh God. Any iniquity in us, clean us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are a holy God. We praise you, oh Lord, our King. Oh Lord, I thank you that you are the one that preserve us, oh God, and you keep us unto you. When we stray, you go bring us back with the rod of correction, oh God. What a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. You are great in the heavens. You are great in the earth. Your word says you own the earth and everything in it. You own us, oh God. And we thank you this morning that you own us. Oh God, we thank you that we could call on the name of the Most High God. You didn't leave us down here alone, oh God. You thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us unto all truth. In the name of Jesus and Father, we thank you that you are merciful and your mercies are brand new on a daily basis, and you load us up with benefits, oh God. So we thank you that you are gracious and merciful and kind and loving. You are the fruit of the Spirit. You are love, joy. Oh, you are all the fruit of the Spirit, oh God. And Father, we lift up every family this morning that is on Bible Storyland. And we thank you, oh God, that you are drawing us closer with you on a daily basis. You are holding out your hand, and you're beckoning us to come closer, come closer. And what an awesome God you are. You are the Most High God, but yet you let human beings come to your throne room. Will you allow us to call on your name? You allow us to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And, Father, I thank you for Ms. Ludell's request. I lift up her family, her church family, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, in her 92-plus years, she's seen a lot of people leave this earth, oh, God. And sometimes it can be troubling, oh, God. It can be disturbing. But you said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in you, oh, God, because you're truth, and you will help us in times of need. You will encourage us. You say, why thou cast down, O my soul? Why thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I see your praising, who's the health of my countenance and my God. So this morning, Father God, we lay all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And Lord, strengthen Miss Ludell. Strengthen the knee area. Any stomach condition. Oh, God, remove and heal. Heal every area of her body, inside out, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And, Lord, we lift up Jackie's Uncle Jackie, who's in the hospital, and every senior citizen, particularly those who lost loved ones. Oh, God, you are the comforter of all comforters. Comfort, oh, God. And, Lord, I lift up her husband and her daughters who lost someone, a family member, oh, God. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh, God. And, Lord, you know all about Gloria Dean's sons because she brings them before you on a daily basis. And, Lord, they're your sons as well. And so we thank you for the healing of the leg. We thank you for the hip being healed, whatever method you choose, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up those 300 girls in Africa, Nigeria, oh, God, that were kidnapped. I bind up fear from them. Strengthen them. Let no harm come upon any hair on the head. When they are released, let them not even smell like smoke. Let no one touch them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh, God, for strengthening those girls. In the name of Jesus, shut the mouth of every lion that try to roar at them. Oh, God, send the fire of God against the enemies that's against their soul. Oh, God, let every one of them come unharmed, come back to their families unharmed, untouched. Lord, they're your girls. You birthed them into the world. They have your image on the inside of them. And, Lord, save their captors. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, touch their hearts and turn them around and let them repent for kidnapping those girls. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we plead their case, their cause, oh, God, before ungodly men. We ask you, Lord, to bring them back safe and sound to their families, oh, God, unharmed. And, Father God, you know all about your daughter, Denise. You birthed her into this world. You are with her. You will never leave Denise. You will never forsake her. Remove all fear, all panic attacks from her, oh, God. And I say that Denise shall live and fulfill her purpose on this earth. I say that Denise is healthy and well. I thank you for sending the word and healing Denise, particularly in the breast area, oh, God. Cancer is nothing to you. AIDS is nothing to you. High blood pressure is nothing to you. You're able to cure unknown diseases. You are the great physician. So I thank you, oh, God. Let your perfect will be done in Denise's life. Oh, God, I speak life, abundant life to Denise. I say you said live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I thank you for Denise's testimony where, Lord, you healed her and she's jumping and shouting for joy. And she's saying hallelujah to the Most High God. So, Father, we thank you this morning for hearing our prayers, for answering our prayers. What a mighty God you are. I thank you that we can communicate with you, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, Father, we could call you Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we're about to close out, I thank you that we're going to be, oh, Father God, in your presence like never before. I thank you for putting a study spirit on us, that we will read your word, study your word, and be pleasing to you, that we will begin to praise you, not just on joyful praise day, but we will praise you every day as we open our eyes and come to ourselves in the morning. We'll say hallelujah to the King of Kings. All glory, all praise to you in Jesus' name. So we thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Minister Tutson, would you say a prayer for me, please?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, praise. We thank you, dear Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing for Sister Corita through this ministry, Lord God, how you're using her, Lord God, to be a blessing to your children. And, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you'll keep your angels wrapped all around her, shielding and protecting her from any and all hurt, harm, or danger, keeping her covered in the blood, letting her not go to the left nor to the right, but keep on that path that leads to that gate called straight, Lord God, that she may never depart. Lord God, that you may receive all the honor, the praise, and the glory for her life's journey, for those things that you have commissioned and commanded of her to do. Lord God, keep her faithful, keep her true, and keep her devoted unto you. And Lord God, as you do it, Lord, we're going to be ever so careful as to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, the glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. One more person I want to pray for. Her name is Sister Becky Laura. She's in the hospital, and so I'm asking you all to pray for her. She had surgery on yesterday, but she's progressing. So I thank God for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter, Sister Becky Laura, and her husband. I thank you for healing her body from the surgery. I thank you for all that you're doing on her behalf. And, Father, we thank you for sending the word and healing her inside out. We thank you, Lord God, for a quick recovery. We thank you that you are her God, and she calls on you in the name of Jesus. We bless you. All right, well, next week is Children's Day. I'm honoring Father God and thanking him for this day, but this is the day that he has made, and I'm rejoicing, and we are glad in it. I thank God for each of you this morning. Let's honor and reference our Lord, our King, as we close today. Remember, God loves us with all of his heart, soul, and strength, and he commands us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So as we close out, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and I thank the Father for each of you. I love you, but you already know God loves you more. My love is limited, but he's an unlimited God. He loves us forevermore. Have a great weekend. Bless the Lord. Show praise and adoration to our God. Love y'all.
Love you too. God bless.
God bless you all.
Everyone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah.